We'll stop that and we go live to Studio 8 and say good afternoon, Megan O'Neill.
Hi, Ray.
How are things?
Good.
Do you watch Succession?
Oh my God, I was just thinking there. I wish that was the song we were about to play for you because I'm obsessed with that series.
It's just spectacular, isn't it?
It's so good. So good.
It's so funny. Do you know what's written? I was reading bits about it because there's loads of column inches in the lead up to it. But it's the most of the writers are comedy writers.
Oh, you could see that particularly, we won't give away anything, but in season two, the one-liners are fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good.
Macaulay Culkin's brother is brilliant in it. He has a lot of the good lines. Now, thanks so much for coming into Studio 8. Sorry I can't be there with you, but we're working on getting people back into the same studio as me. So the last time you were in Studio 10, you're joined now by Paul Kenny on drum pads thingamajigs and Mark Aplice on guitar, and you were sitting in front of our lovely grand piano.
Oh, I am.
Is it a baby grand or a grand?
It's a full on grand, and I'm very, very happy here.
Give us a tinkle there just to get us. Oh, I see there.
Isn't she lovely?
Yeah. There's a lovely sound in Studio 8 as well. So how have you been? You're from Ballymore Eustace. You decamped to London, but decamped back.
Yeah. Very happy to be back. I love it. I've been asked that question loads over. You know, obviously London and being in a city as a musician can feel like the place to be.
Mm.
But for me, it's so important to be somewhere that I can feel really creative, and being back in Kildare is definitely that for me. I love Ballymore. Big soft spot for it.
Ballymore Useless, as we used to call it. Ballymore Useless when we played them in Hurling. Yeah, but you did have a Hurling team, didn't you? Yeah, you would have had a Hurling team.
I think so. Yeah, I don't know if we do anymore, but don't quote me on that. Yeah. I get in trouble.
Now, it's been exciting since we last spoke. You've done support for the Lighthouse family and Jamie Cullum. He's a real talent, isn't it? Did you get to meet him?
Yeah, he's amazing. We did Bord Gáis there with him, and he's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. And you're changing your direction slightly?
I am.
Explain.
Yeah. I suppose I kind of started out in the Americana folky world and love all of that. Don't get me wrong. The stories and the songs and the stories that the song will tell lyrically are always going to be super important to me. But particularly over the last 2 years, I wanted to move much more in a kind of pop direction.
Right.
And yeah, there's loads of new songs recorded coming out over the next year that are moving more in that way. And I'm dead excited about it.
Great. Now, not only have we got Kildare in common, but both of us studied psychology as well.
I know. I was told that there the other day.
Yes, and neither of us are using our psychology degree.
Well, that's what everybody thinks, right?
Aha, you see, they don't know. Yes, they don't. Me going around with a half smile on my face. Yeah, that's their psychology there somewhere. Now, one of your songs, a cover of a Jim Croce classic, was featured on Netflix's Firefly Lane. And that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually kind of came about there pre-lockdown. I got approached by the show in 2019 and recorded this, and it was produced by the lovely Mark, who's in with me here today. And then everything was kind of pushed back, obviously, with COVID, and it didn't end up airing until this year, past February. But it was a surreal experience sitting at home in the height of lockdown, watching it and being like, can't believe that's me.
And then what people do is, like I do at home, you Shazam it. Because you go, that's a great version of that song, Shazam it.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're streaming it on Spotify or buying it on Apple or whatever you do, however you consume your music. Yeah. And that's all good for you. So you're going to sing that for us, and you're going to sing one of your own then before the end of the programme.
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay.
So
Megan, get yourself settled there in the company of Paul on drums and Mark on guitar. And this is Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle.
Save every day like a treasure, and then again I'd spend them with you. But there never seemed to be enough time to do the things you wanna do once you find them.
That was delicious. That was really lovely. That was really lovely.
Thank you.
An oasis of calm on this Wednesday afternoon. Just in through the nose, out through the mouth. Really lovely.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to sing your new single, Wildfire, before the end of the programme. And I better tell people now, in case we run out of time at the end of the programme, that you're in Voodoo in Belfast on October 21st. October 22nd, you're in Whelan's in Dublin. And then the Moat Theatre, a sort of a homecoming gig in Naas, October 23rd.
I am indeed very, very excited to be back playing some shows.
Do the family and all go to that because it's so close to Ballymore Eustace?
Do you know what? It can be hard to get them out sometimes. They've seen me live so much.
They've heard you singing in the shower, singing in
the
loo.
They're sick of me. No, but I think they're coming to this one.
Right, okay. Megan, for the moment, thank you very much. That was lovely. Thank you. We have Megan O'Neill in another studio. She's a lovely singer from Ballymore Eustace in Kildare, Victoria, and she's going to sing a song for us, and then we'll have a time for a little bit more chat with you. How are you doing, Megan?
Hi, you're right.
Say hello to Toby and Victoria there.
Hi guys, how are we doing?
Hello,
hi.
Megan.
It's son and mother as opposed to
as opposed to son and wife.
I'll never get over that. I'll never get over it. Anyway, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to do a brand new song. This one's called Wildfire.
Right, when you're ready.
We stand together, staring out in silence, trying to figure out the next step. We could be better. But something about the timing tells me we already know that. Maybe we need to lose control. Let it go where it'll go. We got that love that lets you burn it down so you can regrow when the summer's gone. Like a wildfire, like a wildfire. The kind of love that needs to feel the heat grow from underneath. Let us both be young. Like a wildfire, like a wildfire. We got to watch it burn.
That's lovely again, Megan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck with the gigs and the new EP. That's from the new EP. Megan O'Neill, great having you in, and the two lads as well. Thanks very much, Megan.
Thank you.
Bye, bye. Thanks very much to Toby as well. I'm still laughing at myself.
Toby and his wife. Toby.
I can give you a recording of that if you like, just for posterity.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to play it every morning.
Yeah. Toby, thanks so much for coming in. Victoria, great to see you.
Thank you for having us.
The rest of your stay in Ireland. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we'll talk to you then.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.